I rise and shove the frame Rosie made into my backpack. The gift really is amazing. Rosie's so thoughtful. Just wish she'd been thoughtful enough to give it to me anywhere but school. At the end of the day, I hop on my bike, a cherry red 7-speed, and tear off campus like I stole something. Back in 2008, when I was only 9 years old, Dad gave me this bike right before he died. He'd used it every day to get to his job at the laundromat. Without this bike, our family would not have eaten. As he lay withering away in bed, the cancer shredding his stomach, he said he wished he could have given me more. That memory slips into my thoughts every time I go for a ride. I pedal over cracked concrete, past brick walls decorated with various gang tags, then hang a right onto the obstacle course of chaos known as Alvarado Street. A red SUV swerves and nearly clips me. The driver blasts his horn, because it's my fault he texts and drives. They say driving in LA will make even the most chill person freak out. I wouldn't know, but somehow I doubt it's as terrifying as biking through it. I wouldn't risk the trip without a good reason. Brandon Elpuson is better than a good reason. The shadows of the 101 freeway swallow me as I ride under the overpass through the shanty tent town. My body slumps at the sight of so many families who are even poorer than Mom and me living on the street. A few blocks later, I cut into the hilly residentials of Silver Lake, where the streets are cleaner, the homes larger, the graffiti non-existent. Silver Lake sits barely 3 miles from MacArthur Park, but it's a whole other world. A richer, whiter one. More than just the 101 divides the two neighborhoods. 5 minutes later, I coast up to the Villain's Lair, my favorite comic book shop in LA. 6 months ago to the day, I met Brandon here. He just started working as a cashier after school, and we hit it off right away. We talked for nearly an hour that first day and had a highly informative discussion regarding the age-old question, why don't the Hulk's pants rip when he transforms? We decided on gamma-irradiated stretchy pants. I chain up my bike and open the glass door. Posters of iconic heroes dominate the walls. Wonder Woman, Teen Titans, The Avengers, along with lesser-known characters like Dina Pilgrim and Savage Dragon. I breathe in the familiar scent of lemon air freshener and new comic books, and the stress of the school day fades away. Bran leans over the cashier counter, sporting a Dawn of the Dead tee, the sleeves tight against his lean arms. Like me, he's Filipino, but his brown complexion is a shade lighter, probably because he spends so much time indoors at the lair. The boy could use more sun, but other than that, he's perfect. He brushes back his dark bangs and greets me with a dimpled smile that makes my palms sweat. Welcome to the Villain's Lair. May I help you? I grin back. Hope so. I'm looking for a dope gift for that special geek in my life. He furrows his brow in that cute way he does. Right, well, we just got in some super cool hardcover editions. All-Star Superman, Powers Who Killed Retro Girl, Civil War. Hardcovers? I chuckle. He is not that special. Really now? Okay. You know what makes the best gift? Poetry. Writing your own, I mean. It's personal and shows you put real thought into it, instead of just being lazy and buying something off the shelf. That's what I keep saying, I lean in closer. So, what'd you get me? Bunch of something off the shelf. Bran gives me a grin that makes my earlobes warm and pulls a flat rectangular package from behind the counter. Happy anniversary, B. It's obviously a comic book, but which one? Out of all the millions of comics in the world, what single issue did he pick to mark our big day? My fingertips tingle. I tear off the wrapping paper to reveal Alpha Flight, issue number 106.